The first essay in this last issue of the St. Austin Review, if any of you subscribe, read that first essay. It is, it demolishes the atheist and agnostic argument that, well, if there's a God, why does he let evil exist? Huh? Why does he let children starve to death? Huh? Why does he let abortion? Why does he let war? Blah, 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 on and on and on and on. And the author of the piece just totally destroys the argument, because the argument then proceeds from the point of view that evil doesn't have a purpose. Again, this is why we have to take philosophy. We got to wrap our minds around this. Of course evil has a purpose. What's evil's purpose? Well, evil's purpose is to distinguish the good. You can't have good if you don't have bad. Chesterton wrote about this in so many of his writings. He would make these analogies like this. Well, you know, if you don't have the bad, well, then how would you know what the good is? If you don't have the good, well, then how would you know what the bad is? Everything has, in other words, an opposite. And Chesterton also said you can define something like an ism by what it's not. Okay, you can define something by what it's not. So if there is there is evil, and there is, then there must be something that stands against evil. And there is. Good, grace, God, life. That stands against evil. So you see the dichotomy here. And this is the proper way, if you get in an argument like this, to win the argument. If you get in an argument with an atheist, you can actually reason with an atheist. An agnostic, forget it. An atheist, you can reason with. Because an atheist is trying to reason. An atheist actually is a theist. Because by definition, an atheist is saying, I believe in nothing. So he does have a theism. He has a faith. So you can, Brother Francis makes this argument in one of the Philosophia Pedantis lectures. Fascinating to listen to. But back to the story about the embryos. There is a teaching against this, that you cannot bring a life into existence, which an in vitro fertilization does, so that you can pick and choose, or so that one may survive and another doesn't, and then discard the rest of them. If life begins at conception, what have you just done? Just basically an abortion. So if you're wearing the remains of an IVF around your neck, you're wearing the remains of an aborted child, basically. No one puts this into perspective anymore, but I'm not telling you anything that's not catechism. And people knew this for 2,000 years. Don't know it anymore because we don't teach it. If it was true in 33 AD, it would be true today.